This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
First this hour, authorities in the western suburbs say they've solved a decades-old mystery that sounds like something out of a Goosebumps book. The origin of a human skull found inside the wall of a home. WBBM's Terry Keschner reports the end of the story is even creepier than the beginning.
I don't like undone things, and to me this was an undone thing, and we had the means to do it, so why not do it?
Kane County Coroner Rob Russell says through perseverance, passion, and DNA technology, they now know that the skull found in 1978 was that of a young woman named Esther Granger. She died in Indiana in 1866 and then was likely the victim of grave robbers. DNA has now linked her to her great-great-grandson who was living in Oregon. Esther Granger has now been laid to rest in Batavia.
Life is very valuable. No matter what your life was like or what issues you had in your life, everybody's here. And we, as humans, we only have two universal things that we share. Number one, we're all born. Number two, we all die.
In Kane County, Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
A man on Chicago's west side may have picked the wrong car to try to steal early this morning and wound up shot by a retired police officer. CBS News Chicago reporter Marissa Perlman says the owner of the car confronted the would-be burglar just after 2 a.m. on Mayfield near Fulton.
Police say there was some sort of struggle between the owner of the car and the suspect when the car owner, that retired officer, shot at the suspect. The suspect was hit in the right shoulder and taken to Mount Sinai. At last check, that retired police officer wasn't hurt.
No word this afternoon on any charges in that case. Chicago police say a man attempted to kidnap a 10-year-old boy in Little Village yesterday. The boy was apparently in front of his yard around 6 p.m. at 30th and Springfield when the man grabbed him and forced him to walk north on Springfield, then east on 30th to Millard. The boy managed to break free when the offender tried to make a phone call on a cell phone with a red case. A settlement reached in a lawsuit filed about a year ago against a Chicago Public Schools gym teacher accused of grooming his young students and sexually assaulting them. Cass Casper of Disparity Law expresses his concerns on the prominence of sex abuse cases in school.
I never imagined before getting involved in these sex abuse cases that this is such a rampant problem. There's so many kids who are raising alarms about sex abuse. And apparently, as we've learned, our school system here in Chicago is not equipped with the tools to handle it.
The lawsuit said the boys, then 8 to 11 years old, were groomed by Andre Castro at Lorca Elementary School on the Northwest Side. The teacher allegedly befriended their Spanish-speaking parents and later sexually assaulted the children. A West Side man charged with pepper spraying a passenger during a robbery on the CTA's Red Line over the summer.
25-year-old Martel Mason of North Lawndale has been charged with armed robbery with a dangerous weapon in the July 19th robbery and attack on the Red Line. Chicago police say Mason was arrested yesterday near 26th and California after he was identified as one of the people who sprayed some kind of chemical irritant at a 22-year-old man on the train near the Moore stop in Rogers Park. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
7 new Chicago Board of Education members are sworn in and got a chance to introduce themselves during a meeting today. Board of Education President Reverend Mitchell Johnson says no one should doubt Mayor Johnson's commitment to Chicago public schools.
Of all the mayors responsible for Chicago public schools, the current mayor is the only mayor to send his children to these schools. I'm not suggesting that mayors who don't send their children to CPS don't care, but I am suggesting that you know where a man's heart is, where he places his treasure.
Mitchell Johnson says the board will ensure that equity will be a priority. Well, as we approach the end of harvesting season, a fall festival in South Chicago is offering a way for others to connect with the land this weekend.
For growers in Chicago, the end of growing season is something to celebrate.
In Chicago, we can only grow for probably a good, if we're lucky, 5 to 6 solid months. So there's a lot of love that goes into the work that we do. And with the people that come to help and support us, let's give back to the land this appreciation.
Gina Santana with the Urban Growers Collective says that That's why the nonprofit is hosting its third annual Harvest Fest this weekend, where people can participate in activities like pumpkin decorating, cooking demonstrations, and workshops related to items the land provides.
I think the big goal is just get in touch with the land, get in touch with where food comes from, get to know your neighbors while you're doing it, and build community around the richness and the abundance of what the land has to offer.
Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Little of the Marvel Cinematic Universe in Southwest Suburban Plainfield. A husband and wife's Halloween displays are so impressive, they caught the attention of Disney. WBBM's Jim Goodis is here at the Anchor Desk with what happened next. Jim.
Lisa, Audrey Appel says when it comes to Halloween,
my husband Dave and I do Halloween displays and kind of go overboard, but in the best way possible.
The couple's displays were so realistic, a representative of Disney and Marvel reached out to them.
We received an email asking if we were interested in recreating Wolverine's adamantium skeleton from the beginning of the new Wolverine and Deadpool movie. And we were like, yes, absolutely.
The skeleton was so good, Appel says Disney executives asked the couple to send it to them so it could be featured at a company function. While the Wolverine skeleton is no longer part of the Appel's Halloween display, you can see it on our website, WBBMNewsRadio.com. Live at the Anchor Desk, Jim Goodis, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A lawsuit has been withdrawn after the plaintiffs asked for a voluntary dismissal of a case just weeks after two families sued the Huntley School District after last year's E. coli outbreak at the high school, and it sickened 15 people. Two were hospitalized. But the Northwest Herald reports the plaintiffs still have the option to refile because the plaintiffs have learned that the outbreak may have involved many more people than originally thought. From the AppleChevy.com sports desk, good afternoon, 670. The score is Mark Grody.
Hello, Lisa. There is a real homecoming vibe to this Bears game in Washington, D.C. on Sunday. It is where Caleb Williams was raised, and it is from whence the Bears acquired one of their best players to date. And I asked Montez Sweat if he was offended when the Commanders traded him away.
I mean, I think like any other player would be, there'd be a little offended, but I mean, at the end of the day, I know it's a business, and I understand what comes with that. So I was offended, but I didn't take it personal.
What got you through that or over it, if you are over it?
Yeah, just being around just the guys here. They welcomed me in with open arms. And it was one of my better seasons that year that I got traded.
And now let's refresh the Bears injury report. Just hit a short while ago. And again, not practicing for the Bears today. Jaquan Brisker with the concussion. Kyler Gordon, DNP, did not practice because of his hamstring. And Mercedes Lewis is resting. He's 40. Limited Tyreek Stevenson because of his calf. Full participation today. Larry Borum, Terrell Smith, Zach Pickens, Jacob Martin, Travis Homer, and Scott Daly, the long snapper. NBA, the 0-1 Chicago Bulls at Milwaukee tomorrow. They lost their season opener last night at New Orleans, 123-111. NHL, the Blackhawks at Nashville tomorrow. The World Series starts tomorrow. Thursday night football tonight, Minnesota at the Los Angeles Rams. With sports at 16-46, I'm 670. The score is Mark Grody on News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Well, the first of what's expected to be many lawsuits is filed against McDonald's over the recent E. coli outbreak. The CDC has launched an investigation after 49 people reportedly got sick eating quarter pounders. There have been 10 hospitalizations and one death linked to that outbreak. A woman who was named Indiana's 2024 High School Teacher of the Year spoke to the Board of Education in Hammond last night about her resignation.
Kenesha Jenkins told board members that she could no longer remain in an environment characterized by retaliation, lack of accountability, lack of respect, and incompetence.
The current conditions within the school city of Hammond created insurmountable obstacles.
Other teachers and one board member spoke in support of Jenkins, board member Carlotta Blake King.
I am appalled, a woman of this caliber, a teacher of this magnitude of integrity.
Rena Horgan is a teacher.
Many teachers are on the brink of nervous breakdowns due to challenges of managing unruly overcrowded classrooms.
Complaints also include schedule and program changes, budget cuts, and closed and consolidated schools. Another teacher said teachers are running as fast as they can away from the district. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Central Illinois, the Pekin Country Club listed for sale. The condition of the 18 18-hole club is said to need some work. By the way, the 61-year-old club is listed for nearly $2 million.
Breaking news from News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
And breaking news from Los Angeles, where the county's district attorney is reportedly set to announce that the office will ask a judge to resentence Lyle and Eric Menendez. Of course, those are the brothers doing time for the murders of their parents, Jose and Kitty Menendez, back in 1989. The case has gotten new attention following the release of a new movie about the case and a couple documentaries. LA County District Attorney George Gascon is set to talk to reporters at this hour. We're going to bring you that information as it comes in. Here at home, Mayor Johnson's latest Chicago Board of Education began their terms in office today. This is the mayor's latest move designed to remake the city's public schools ahead of next month's school board election.
The seven members chosen by Mayor Johnson first took their oaths.
Of the Board of Education of the City of Chicago.
Then introductions. Debbie Pope is a retired CPS teacher.
I saw the need for equity while I was teaching at Gage Park High School, and the disparity was part of what has fueled my passion to work as a member of this board.
Political consultant Michaela Blaze made a point to thank the former board members who stepped down earlier this month.
I know they worked hard. They put their nose to the grindstone. They were visiting schools. They were checking in with stakeholders. They were doing their best.
Reverend Mitchell Johnson will serve as the board president moving forward.
This is a moment in time that we cannot afford to squander. My opinion is the mayor has a clear vision for public education here in Chicago, a fully funded school district that gives every Chicagoan a world-class public school in their neighborhoods.
It's unclear how many of the seven will remain on the board following next month's election. Andy Day, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.